Debris from last March's Japan tsunami has begun arriving on the West Coast much earlier than computer models predicted it would. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Last week at a news conference in Port Angeles, Washington, oceanographer Kurt Ebbesmeyer showed off a Japanese fishery float that beach cleaning crews found a couple of weeks ago at the tip of the Olympic Peninsula near Nia Bay. He said there's no doubt that there are other places where debris is coming ashore as well. Ebbesmeyer is well known for his studies tracking rubber ducks and sneakers that spilled in the ocean from cargo vessels. He stresses that he's not disputing the computer models that say it'll take several years for the debris to cross the Pacific. At the news conference, he said those models don't account for winds. They simply say where the water goes.
They're looking at where the water is going to be. The water will be here in a couple of years. But the winds, the water moves about 7 miles a day, but the winds can push an object like this at 20 miles a day, three times faster than water.
The Japanese floats ride high in the water, so they catch a lot of wind. Ebbesmeyer says there's going to be a lot of debris from the tsunami, and people should be prepared. He's suggesting cleanup workers carry Geiger counters to detect radioactivity, but so far public health officials are saying any radiation is likely to be minimal. Nobody's found any tsunami debris in Alaska yet, but a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration circulation model indicates some is likely to get as far north as southeast, particularly the outer coast. By this time, Ebbesmeyer has a lot of experience with floating debris. He runs a website for beachcombers called flotsametrics.com, and his expertise has been used in search and rescue efforts. At the Washington News Conference, he stressed that things that wash up from the tsunami disaster could very well hold a lot of meaning for people back in Japan. An estimated 20,000 died in the tsunami, and some of the things now floating across the Pacific, like detached aircraft wings, can easily be traced.
So if you see an aircraft wing in the surf, get the number. I'm not sure that it'd be worth very much. But to some Japanese family who might have lost the plane and a loved one with it, you are going to make friends for life.
The size of the floating debris field from Japan is truly enormous. This fall, the Russian research ship Paleta reported sailing through many miles of it as it made the crossing between Hawaii and Hokkaido. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.